friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
If the NFL draft started Thursday, if it were this weekend, our Cleveland Browns would be drafting third overall. You know what that means, Andy?
That means we'd have to use our other pick to get move up to number one.
Means you'd maybe get your second choice at quarterback. Could maybe even get your first if you stayed at number three. Welcome to Basket of Phelps, everybody. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner over there is Andy Baskin.
Our good friends at Tankathon think 21st for our second pick, although they also think second. So keep tanking there.
Well,
going to get a little higher.
Did you just say tanking?
Well, that was Tankathon. That's not me. That's not,
I was going to say that was a bold statement.
That is an official website of those that believe that they want their teams to lose so they can get a higher draft pick.
Right now, the Browns are sitting third. You made it through this six-game gauntlet to start the season that everybody was afraid of for good reason. It didn't go well. You're 1-5. Andy, this team right now, and Kevin Stefanski is coming up, by the way, at 10:55. We're going to hear from the coach of the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for that. Our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, will join us at 12:40. Chris Rose at 1 o'clock. Dylan Gabriel will speak today. We'll hear from Dylan right around noon, sometime in that vicinity.
Yep.
You've made it through this six-game stretch. You're 1-5. But I wonder now. You're 1-5, okay? You've got the third pick in the draft. We touched on this earlier in the week. At this point, the rest of the way, do you want results or do you want information?
What do I want?
Well, I'm wondering what everybody wants.
Are you asking me straight out what I want? I want results. I'm not wired the other way. I'm wired for results. I still want to believe that if they can get on a streak here, something crazy can happen and they could...
Crazy like what?
Crazy like extend the season. I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs. They're one win. But I can't stand the thought of walking into a stadium or turning on my TV on Sunday or just engaging in Browns football, thinking that I want them to lose. That is just insane. I can't believe that players want to walk into a locker room and go like, you know, it might be better if we lose. We're going to get another quarterback next year. Or maybe that you're trying to support the quarterback they have. Or, you know, I am not wired to think tank. It's not who I am. It's not what I believe sports should be. It drives me crazy. And I know there's a reality to it. And I know sometimes being bad helps you to become better later down the road. I hate it. I can't stand it. I think it's a loser's mentality. I think even if you're 1-5, you got to go out there every week and try to win. And and wherever the football gods put you at the end of the season for your draft picks, so be it. So be it. I can't stand the thought of a team walking into a venue with even the inkling of saying, let's lose. I can't. It drives me nuts.
All right, let me give you this one then.
Okay.
If you're trying to get results through six games, you're 1-6 or 1-5.
I knew they were going to be tough games. We all knew it.
That didn't work. So might it be time to try to get results by doing something different and getting information at the same time?
All right, how do you do that?
Well, that's a fine line too, but just trying to flat out win football games hasn't worked. And your offense is the worst in the NFL. So what you've been trying to do, if you've been trying to get results, well, that didn't work.
I've also tried to do this with two different quarterbacks, sometimes two-fifths or three-fifths of my regular offensive line. I know my wide receiving core is a group of underachievers at this point. I don't know. Maybe that changes. Maybe we see
are
softer defensive backs.
Are they underachievers or are they just achieving at the level that they're prepared to capable of performing at?
When you're near the top or a league leader in drops, you're underachieving. You're underachieving. That's not...
But are you underachieving if you're just not very good? You know what I mean?
I don't, man. You're in the NFL. You've got to have done something right along the way to be there.
I would.
No one's putting guys on the field that haven't done something outstanding or excelled to make an NFL team say, you know what, we want to put them on the roster.
Think that's true. Jordan Reed from ESPN put out his mock draft. Yeah, I'm looking at mock drafts already.
Sure.
The first overall pick, he has Fernando Mendoza.
I saw that.
Quarterback from Indiana. And then he has Reuben Bain, an edge rusher, going to Baltimore at number two. Right now, the Ravens have the second overall pick. And then at three, he has the Browns taking Dante Moore, the quarterback from Oregon.
We'll have the Oregon locker room here. We'll become the Cleveland Ducks.
Who was backup to Dylan Gabriel last year. This screams, uh-oh, Akili Smith, run far, run fast. Moore has played in 11 career games. So anyhow, that's just kind of where you are. Right now, you have the third overall pick in the draft. If you win some games, you're not going to have the third overall pick. But you might be able to change some things, Andy, and start to build for the future if maybe you start winning with guys that you're looking for to gain information from. Do you know what I'm trying to thread a needle here. I'm trying to walk a really fine line because right now they're 1-5. It's over in theory. It's over. So yeah, if you're going to lose,
it's hard for me to wake up on Sunday mornings and believe it's over now. It's really hard for me to believe it's over now. I know it's a reality. I got to look in the mirror and say to myself, they have one win. They're not going anywhere this year. But I just can't live like that. I can't live with that. By the way, along the lines of your mock draft stuff.
Yeah.
So Tankathon has them with the number two pick, which is, I guess this is all percentage point stuff, right? Or maybe even a coin flip. They also have them taking Dante Moore from Oregon. And then...
who became the hot guy.
Yeah. And then at 21...
your guy, Carnell Tate.
No. Isaiah World, the offensive tackle from Oregon.
Well, that'd be fine, too.
Man, we are going to be the Ducks here very soon.
Here's the thing. What do you think it will take to make the playoffs?
Miracle run. I mean, okay.
Give me a number. Do you think an NFL team this year will make the playoffs with a record of 9-8?
I think you'd have to get to 9 at the least. At the least, you got to get to 9.
That means the Browns would have to go 8-3 in the last 11 games. Let's just cut right to it. Can this team go 8-3 the rest of the way?
They have too many hard games. There's 5 losses that are already scheduled.
Did the NFL put those in already?
Well, I can see it already. Didn't you get the script? Come on, Jeff. Get with the program.
I don't think this team is capable of going 8-3. That's why if I'm going to go one way or the other, I'm not throwing all my assets in here. I'm going to try and gain some information while trying to get better. And I'll give you that. You can't tell a locker room full of pro athletes, we're not trying our best to win because they don't care. They don't care who's going to get drafted. That's the guys who get drafted take their jobs. So they don't care. In theory, they're going to try and win. And coaching staffs, in most situations that we've ever heard of, try to win football games and try to put game plans together to win football games. Unless their marching orders are very different. We've talked about that before. Who knows? I just don't think this team is capable of going 8-3.
Jeff, can they beat Miami? I think they will.
I think they're going to win that game. We're not going to play the schedule game, are we?
You. That's 2-5. Can they beat New England?
Dan, he's playing the schedule game.
I don't care. Can they beat New England?
No.
Can they? Dan, go play along with me. Can they beat Miami?
Yes. Favorite of that game.
Yeah. Can they beat New England?
Yes.
Jeff, can they beat New England?
I'll say no.
Can they beat the Jets?
Yes.
Both of you, yes.
Yes.
So now...
That's two wins,
baby.
We're saying
can, right? Not will?
Can.
Okay.
Here's an interesting
one. They can beat anybody. Ask Green Bay.
Yeah. Baltimore.
But ask Cincinnati. I don't think they'll
beat... If Lamar Jackson's back, no way.
I still don't think they'll beat Baltimore.
No way. Vegas, which always seems to be a weird game when you're out west, whether it was Oakland or LA.
Yeah, they can beat Vegas.
I think they can, too.
That's 4 wins.
San Francisco?
No.
Tennessee.
Yes.
Yes.
That's 5 wins.
Chicago.
Unlikely.
Chicago.
Can they? Yes.
Okay, it's all in here. Buffalo's a no.
We're playing the can game.
No, Buffalo's a no unless they pull off a Green Bay kind of a weird deal.
That's a slam dunk no.
Pittsburgh.
I'm going to say yes. They beat him. They've beat him once a year.
I bet Rodgers is banged up by then.
So, yes.
That's six wins. Yes,
they can win that.
Dan's a little bit closer to where I am.
You're going to prove my point.
Cincinnati last.
Yes.
Yes.
So that means they have finished really strong, Andy. And
yes.
They have won six of the last 11 games. And that puts your record at 7-10 and takes you out of position to get the quarterback you want and drops you about 14th in the draft. Gee, that's great.
I don't know. Dude, I just...
Will is a completely different word than can.
If they can pick up, if they win this week,
Andy, even if they do well,
Jeff, I did this with you with the Guardians.
All they're going to do is drop themselves out of the contention for a good pick.
So why? Maybe we have a quarterback.
Yeah,
can
maybe,
we have a quarterback?
Maybe his name is Dylan Gabriel.
Maybe.
Maybe his name is Shedeur Sanders.
Maybe.
Let's find out.
Okay, we'll find that out. But I'm also saying I'm not giving up hope. I'm sorry.
Maybe they have a future right guard.
I didn't give up hope on the Guardians, and I was right, wasn't I? So what am I?
I'm
one for one now.
Wait, you were the only one. No, this whole room was going nuts on the Guardians, baby.
I came in here and said raise the white flag, and then I'm like, nope, I can see a path.
I never raised it because they have pitching.
That's total garbage. You guys both said the season's over.
Actually, no,
I don't remember Dan saying that. Jeff,
this is the football equivalent of not hitting the ball past the pitcher's mound.
Yeah, they just can't hit.
Oh, not scoring 20 points. Same thing.
No, Andy. Not scoring 18
points. What do you want them to do? So should we be watching these games? What do you want?
You've taken me to where I want to be now.
Okay,
where do you want to be?
Yes.
See, by playing the schedule game and us erring on the side of optimism.
Yes.
We have them winning.
No, you. Dan and I have a difference. Dan and I had more wins than you did. But keep going.
You said can, not will.
Yeah, you said can. Yes, and we thought they can win about six of the final 11 games.
They're a
one-win
team.
Which puts them at 7-10 and drops them out of contention for anybody that they really want at quarterback. And then you're like, great, that's swell.
So you're good. You want them to lose every week.
Nope.
I'm hearing your voice say,
nope.
I want the Browns to lose every week.
Nope.
I don't. I can't.
Nope.
I can't live like that.
I don't want them to lose. What I want them to do, because they've been playing what they think is their best, you know, their best lineup to win. Well, that hasn't worked. So what I want them to do with the trade deadline coming up, I want them to move anything that's not nailed down. And I want to see if they can collect assets. I'll describe those kind of assets. I think there are people on this team that need to play who aren't playing. And you probably need to find out some things.
Is that your quarterback?
Because
your backup quarterback?
Nope, that's not him at all.
Hmm.
But there are other guys. 216-474-0092. What do you think, folks? You trying to get information here, or are you looking for results? Because the results didn't come with the guys you were playing. So you might as well play somebody else, try to get results, and get information. Are you confused? I'll explain it all. There are guys I think you should play. Kevin Stefanski coming up at 10:55. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on the...
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Fan.
You can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan.
Yeah.
And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube, including The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima from 6 to 10 a.m.
Nice.
And Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin from 2 to 7 p.m. live each and every weekday on 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel. Subscribe to the channel for free and watch all the best content from all of your favorite shows on The Fan live and on demand, with the exception of the midday show, Baskin and Phelps.
When's Volnick's show getting up there?
Oh, it's got to be on by next week.
Okay. That'll be great. Stefanski's press conference coming up. We're sitting here, and Andy and I are kind of picking at each other today.
I'll be honest. I'm kind of glad we're not on YouTube, because that way we don't have to get dressed.
Well,
you can wear a hat. I can.
Yeah, I have a hat.
I don't have to worry about all that stuff. It's all those things we used to say.
We've got these silly lights in here that are like burning our retinas, you know?
If that's in case they want a clip. They can take a clip and send it
Clips
out.
Clips are good.
So that you can understand just part of the content. And then spew off irrational thoughts on X. And I can look there and you can be like, this idiot didn't listen to the whole thing. They got one little piece and now they think this. But the reality of it is this. And then I go in and I look at it. I'm like, should I correct them? And then I think to myself, Dan Menigan says that social media is just a window on the world, and sometimes you just need to close the window. So then I close the window, and then I'm good, and I can sleep.
So Andy and I are kind of picking at each other today.
I'm glad I've made some level of impact.
Thank you. You are.
I don't want them to lose. I don't want them to tank.
You incomplete me.
But they're 1-5. They've been playing these guys.
Just like my homework.
Many of them are in the last year of their contracts. I am real game for the idea of trying to move some of these pieces and finding other people who might be able to help me out.
Yeah, you're emerging like the young kids.
If they had guys that they liked in the draft who got picked up by somebody else, and their sixth or seventh round pick, and the Browns had a little higher grade on them or whatever, if you need to move somebody to do that, then you move somebody to do that. I mentioned Zach Jackson's piece in The Athletic. He even mentions Corey Bohorquez, trading Corey Bohorquez because he's not under contract for next year.
I'm not trading Corey Bohorquez. He's our best player. Come on.
He's a punter.
He is our best player. Why? And if you ever listen to Coach Tressel at the time, he'll tell you the most important play in the game is the punt.
I listen to him. He's my lieutenant governor.
And also, our current head coach preaches every drive needs to end with a kick.
Now, see,
and if you don't have a guy that can't kick or punt, then you got trouble.
I don't want
to agree too.
Yeah, I don't want to trade Corey Bohorquez, but this is the reality of the situation. You don't think you can go find another punter if he's going to leave next year in free agency? You don't think you can go find another?
Why does he have to leave? Why can't they just pay him?
He doesn't have to, but maybe he will. That's all I'm saying, Andy, is be open to these things. Look, not for you, the management, and I'm sure they will be. Dan, during the break, came walking in because he understands what I'm trying to say here. And Dan said, you want to see Zach Zinter. I get it. So Wyatt Teller would make sense to trade. I don't want to trade Wyatt. I think he's good. But you have Zach Zinter sitting here. And that's the type of thing you're looking for. There's a guy who's on this team right now who I actually want to see. I want to see this guy play. I'll tell you who it is in a minute. David's in New York. David.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And I want to say that I agree with you. It's time to reset. Get the most for the people that you can get rid of that are going to be looking to be traded next year. And the other thing is the owner, GM, and the coaches are in a canoe and they're all like rowing in different directions. The owner wants now to get out from under Deshaun Watson. That's why he picked Shador to get money, jerseys, people in the stands. Barry went along with it. Barry and the owner are in cahoots.
Ooh, David, David, what do you do for a living? Just curious.
I'm a retired gemologist.
Oh. Nice.
Did you own the company or
That's
no?
That's awesome.
Yes, I'm a retired jeweler.
So that's awesome.
The person. So do you have people work for you?
Yes.
If you asked them, if you asked them to do something and they didn't do it, what would you do?
Fire them.
Okay, keep going. I'm listening.
You see, this is, you know, it is a kid's sport, but it's business.
Kid's sport, man. That money doesn't tell me. It's keep going, keep going, keep going.
But the problem is, I hate to tell it to you, you're never going to come out of this with Haslam sticking his nose and forcing Barry to do what he wants. Barry's a mouthpiece for the owner, and the coach has no say. He's riding along. What they're planning to do, if you'd like to know.
Oh, please tell us.
They're going to get rid of the coach. They're going to bring in a quarterback coach, a coach that can help a young quarterback.
Well, that's Is that what Kevin had?
Yeah, I thought that was Kevin.
And no, yeah, he isn't. Look at his play calls.
I can't argue with you on that last game. David, right. Great to hear
from
you, David.
David. Thank you. From Appreciate the great that. State of New York.
I said there's a guy I want to see more of. You ready?
Yes.
And again, I'm not saying, yes, this guy's the answer. I want to see more of Malachi Corley. Malachi's a wide receiver. If you look at his numbers from when he was in college at Western Kentucky, they were silly. He was silly good. And he was a Jets third-round draft choice, 65th overall pick. So he's like the first pick of the second round or the third round. And he was one of those guys who dropped a football on the way into the end zone and fell out of favor in New York like absolute crazy. He's played here. He had one carry. They gave him one carry. Malachi's college numbers are silly. And his draft profile, he was compared to by Lance Zierlein at NFL.com to Deebo Samuel. Now, am I saying that this guy is great? Nope, but I want to see him. I want to see him because you know why? Nobody else is doing a dang thing at wide receiver. You know who else I want to see at wide receiver?
Andy? I want to see Luke Florio, Jeff.
No, no, I'm sorry. It's
why?
Not, it's not Luke.
I want Jeff Phelps in my corner.
Man. Thank you. You know, fine for Luke, great. You don't need, forgive me, everybody in Menard, don't get mad at me. You don't need Luke and Gage Larvadin. You don't need 2 5-8
Although
wide
Gage
receivers.
Got whacked last
year. Yeah, I know. Man. Poor kid, man. They almost had to carry him off the field. You don't need
I mean, Luke did have 7 touchdowns on a team that struggled at Kent State.
Okay. You don't need 100, two.
Over 100 receptions.
You don't
receptions,
need 2 5-8 wide receivers.
1,300 yards.
Corley was a high third-round pick. He's only 23 years old. Excuse me. He's 23. Put him on the field and let's see what he has. Okay? Let's see that. And give it a chance. You know who else I want to see, Andy?
Luke Florio.
Your guy, Jamari Thrash.
Yeah, Jamari
just
hasn't
posted. Throw the dang ball, will you? I mean, you're throwing it to Jerry Jeudy. He's not catching it. Cedric Tillman, you're throwing it to him, but, he's not on the field. So he's not getting it at all, is he? Let's find out if Corley can play. He sure as heck could play in college, and he was a third-round pick. Hi. Has he been a knucklehead? Maybe. Is he 23? Yep. Let's see what he can do. Get him the ball. Dave's in Cleveland. Hello, Dave.
Dave wants to see Luke for you, too. Hey, Dave.
Hey, morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hey, Jeff, you said something last segment, just what goes along with just my thoughts for you guys, is you asked us, do you want wins? Do you want info? And I forget what the third thing was.
It was basically results or information, Dave. Really.
Yeah, pain and suffering.
All right. Well, I believe you guys are intelligent people, but I wonder, I would like info. I kind of feel like, I doubt they would say this, but maybe they would. I just kind of think the Cleveland Browns with Haslam as the owner, it's just a business. You know, I know that they got to at least say that they're going out for wins. But as of right now, I kind of feel like it's like 70% just a business for the Haslams and 30% about the wins, you know. And
hey, Dave, let me give you some information that will back that up. Okay. Now, and stick with me on this. I agree with you on that. And the reason I say this is for this reason. You see some people who buy a team and then they do everything and pour their heart and soul into that team. Okay, like I think Jerry Jones is he gets in his own way as his general manager. But he's the Dallas Cowboys, you know? The Mara family in with the Giants. That's what they do. The Haslams own the Browns. They own the Columbus Crew. And they're part owners and maybe getting to be bigger owners of the Milwaukee Bucks. So clearly they've shown us that sports is a business for them. But winning is good business.
You think having the new stadium is going to bring wins?
I think it will bring dollars. And in theory, it might bring, with dollars, better decisions if you get lucky. You know, if you have the right folks. Maybe more free agents. I don't know, Dave. I truly don't know. But I just gave you why you're right. I mean, the Haslams own 3 professional sports franchises. It's clearly a business. But winning is good business.
I know. I just feel as us fans and even you guys as radio sports DJs that we're just acting delusional.
We're DJs.
And we talk of...
Yeah,
you know, we talk about all this stuff, but
well, we get to talk about it for 4 hours a day, Dave, and we appreciate you listening. Thank you. Kevin Stefanski's press conference is coming up in a little bit here.
Mannequin, drop me a bass, man. We're DJs now.
Roger's in Akron. Hey, Rog.
Well, excuse me, guys. I'm having breakfast.
Tell me about it.
Roger, are you related to Frank and Kent?
You sound a lot like everybody else we have on the station.
Frank, who?
Frank and Kent.
See, you know your brother? Him. Come on. See, you got to be related to him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Frank and I are drinking buddies. And Kent, come
not,
on.
Not doesn't shocked surprise at all. Me. Not shocked at all.
Would explain now, the voice.
Let's talk about Jimmy. You're right. The other guy's right. Jimmy. Business. It's business.
Yes.
Making money. Brook Park is business. Making money, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Show me a business owner that's not making business, and I'll show you a guy who's not a business owner.
Well, he's not so much concerned about the wins.
Yeah, he but winning is good business, Roger.
He ran Baker out of town. We know that, right? Huh? Okay.
They ran him out of Charlotte and L.A. too. But
no, you're okay. Right. Hey, I'm with you on that, Frank. He ran him out of town. I'm with you. Although okay. I think he wanted to make up. I think he really tried. I think he wanted to, after they realized that Deshaun said he didn't want to come here. I think he was like, whoa, wait a second, this isn't right. And then Baker decided he was gone.
Well, look, what Jimmy ought to do, and the network commentator was right for criticizing Barry for letting Haslam run the team and sending Flacco to a competitor. He's absolutely right. I heard him the other day, you know. Is that what he did? That's what Barry did. He did what Haslam told him to do, or he'd be fired, right?
Yeah, but I don't think if Flacco can anyone listen? Can we all listen to this premise for a second? They told Joe he wasn't starting anymore. We all down with that? We all understand that? That's a fact. Like, and if they really wanted to do Joe right, they would have traded him somewhere. Would I have traded him to Cincinnati? No. But they gave him the opportunity to go start somewhere. So maybe at the end of the day, they did Joe right.
All to move up several. That the most 60
if they weren't
going to
use him, and as we knew earlier in the season, they wanted to see the young quarterbacks.
I get that.
And now you're sitting at one wins. Now I'll give you ammo for your own argument here this morning.
No, I get it, but that goes against what I'm talking about. Like moving Joe Flacco to move up 60 spots in the draft at the most.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.